Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
We now shift from two kings in Israel to two in Judah. Jotham and Ahaz each reigned for 16 years. 2 Kings 15:33 and 16 verse 2. But how different their impacts. Jotham prepared for his reign by serving with his father Uzziah, who as a leper could not enter the palace. Jotham, quote, did what was right in the sight of the Lord, chapter 15, verse 34, no doubt encouraged by his father who did the same, see verse 3. But Ahaz, his son, quote, did not do what was right in the sight of the Lord, chapter 16, verse 2. This is another reminder that while the parent has a responsibility, the child also has a response. And even though Jotham sought to do what was right, quote, in those days the Lord began to send Rezin, king of Syria, and Pekah against Judah, chapter 15, verse 37. Remember, quote, the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God, 1 Peter 4:17. At present, God is convicting the lost and chastening his children. But what a heartbreak was Uzziah's grandson. Quote, he made his son pass through the fire, according to the abominations of the nations whom the Lord had cast out. And he sacrificed and burned incense on the high places, on the hills, and under every green tree. 2 Kings 16, verses 3 and 4. Everything wrong. He followed the wrong examples, submitted to the wrong God, offered the wrong sacrifice, and worshiped in the wrong place. And then, when in trouble, rather than seeking the Lord, quote, Ahaz sent messengers to Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, saying, I am your servant and your son, come up and save me. Verse 7. He both impoverished Judah and enslaved Israel. See 2 Chronicles 28. Then to top it off, he replaced God's altar with one of his own liking, rearranging the temple's architecture and furniture. Yet his son was one of the best kings Judah ever had. Sin abounds, but grace superabounds.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.